Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Klein, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hoye Reish Tor Yorak, Nichnes Letoich Sede Yorak Acher. Do these words sound familiar? Turn back to Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. There it says, Hoye Reish Tor Chitim, Nichnes Betoich Shel Seoirim. Remember how we touched it? The Batanur explained over there as well as over here. The Reish Tor means the top of a corner, like the top of a triangle, maybe a diamond-shaped box. There's the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Toire Zoev Nasalach. That's a kind of jewelry. That's like in the shape of a triangle, it comes to a corner. So in Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, we learned, let's say you have a triangle-shaped field of wheat or a diamond-shaped field of wheat, and the point touches a square Seoirim shape. So it's okay because you can clearly see that it's two different fields. Here in Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, we're saying the same thing except that we're talking about vegetables. Hayorosh Tar Yarak, if a Rosh Tar of a field that has one kind of a vegetable, even connects Nichnes L'Toch Stei Yarak Achar to another kind of vegetable, but it's in this way that it's the point of a triangle or the point of a diamond-shaped square touching a straight line, mutter, it's mutter. Mimnesha hu nirek esayv sedeyu, because it clearly appears like the end of his first field. In other words, it doesn't look like one kind of vegetable growing next to another kind of vegetable. V'loy mechsi keklayim, says the Batanur. Well, if this is true for the chitim and the sa'irim, that you could have the point of the chitim coming to the sa'irim, why would you have to tell me the case again by vegetables? And the Mefarshim explained, vegetables have big leaves that spread to the side. I would have thought that maybe here, even if one of them comes to a point, you still can't. So you say, no. What's true for the chitim and the sa'irim are true for different kinds of vegetables. Now the Mishnah says as follows. What is the din if I want to add a row of vegetables and I want to plant it somehow in a vegetable field, but this vegetable field has a different kind of vegetable? Let's say I want to do it at the bottom of the field. I just want to cut out one row over here and plant over there a different kind of vegetable. We've already discussed there's a halacha, which the Yishalmi talks about, called chavush. Chavush means, and according to many shitas, you can't have one type of vegetable surrounded on three sides by a different kind of vegetable. Chavush means like a prisoner. Like we explained, in chavish mataratz may be based on a serum, and he needs others to help him get out. So according to the halachis of chavish, even if I'll say, I'll make a space. I'll cut out like a rectangle part from the bottom of the field, and somewhere in the middle I'll plant a different kind of vegetable. Tell me how much I have to space my new vegetable. So there's a din of chavish. However you're going to space it, it's still going to be surrounded by three sides. Imagine a doorway. And imagine you have a field planted on the left side, and on the top of the doorway, and on the right side of the doorway. So even if you're going to say, I just want a narrow strip in the middle of the doorway, it's still surrounded by three sides. So according to some shitas, there's nothing you can do. You can't do it. At least Rabbi Shmuel holds that way. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, can't help you. Once again, Hoyse Sedeyu Zrua Yarak. His field was planted with one kind of vegetable. Mehumavakash, he wants to lita betoich ashura shel yarak. He wants to plant ashura of Yarek Acher, a different kind of vegetable. How can he do it? Rabbi Shmuel says, you can't. Atshaya telem, unless the empty space, telem means the empty space, unless the empty space between my row and the field itself, mefulish, goes all the way through, on both sides, me'roish ha'sada v'adroishai, from one end of the field to the other. Again, I want to use the mashal of the doorway. I'm sure there's a doorway in your room, right? Then how did you get into the room? Okay, let's say there's no doorway. It's totally open. You went through the window. So just imagine, in front of you, there's a doorway. There's a wall on one side, a wall on the other side, a wall on the top. Now, I need you to use your imagination. First of all, it's vertical, but we have a field that's flat. That's horizontal. Okay, well, let's imagine I'm looking down at this field. I have one type of vegetable planted on the left side of the doorway, the top of the doorway, and the right side of the doorway. There's a cut out of this doorway. I want to plant from the bottom of the doorway a row. So Rabbi Shmuel says, as long as you have the vegetable on top of the doorway, you can't. If there's no vegetable at all on top of the doorway, and you want to plant a row over here, from the bottom of the doorway till the top, till the ceiling, and there's the other kind of vegetable both to the left and to the right, that's okay. But you have to have an empty space on both sides of your row. That empty space has to be wide 6 tvachim. So again, the words of Rabbi Yishmael inside, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer. You can't have a row in your doorway. Actually, I tell him, unless the empty row that's mafsik between your row and the field, mafulish, goes all the way through. Mafulish means all the way through. Maybe you remember that from Masechtas Erevin, as the Batnura reminds us over here. A mavuya, an alleyway that goes through and through. Meaning it's open on both sides. From one side of the field to the other. In our mashal, from the floor until the roof. Rebbe Kiva argues, Rebbe Kiva says, Oirach, the length of the empty space between your row, your new row of vegetables, of a different kind of vegetable, has to be shisha tvachim, 6 tvachim. And the shear of its width has to be the same as the width of the empty space, which is 6 tvachim. In other words, Rebbe Kiva says, you have a doorway here. The vegetables are to the left, top of the doorway, and to the right of the doorway. It's okay for you to plant a row of different tuah from the bottom of the karat, from the bottom of the doorway, that comes up 6 tvachim and is wide 6 tvachim, as long as you have a space of 6 tvachim on three sides. From my row in the middle of the doorway, between the row and the left side of the door, between the row and the right side of the door, between the top of the row and the top of the doorway, I have to have 6 tvachim on all sides. You have that, you're okay, you have the green light, says Rabbi Akiva, even though it's surrounded by three sides. Rabbi Huda is more mekel. Rabbi Huda says, roichev, the width of the empty space, just has to be kimaloi roichev haparsa, like the width of a foot, which is only one tefach. Rabbi Akiva argues on the whole halacha that between your row and the field, you have to have 6 tvachim. He says one tefach is enough. What does he mean, kimaloi roichev haparsa, like the width of a footstep? Why doesn't he just say a tefach? So it's based on the pasuk, says the Batanura, v'shkisa v'raglecha kegan hayorak, that the area to walk between the aruga, so vegetables, to be able to water them, is a tefach. That pasuk is talking about the shvach of Eretz Yisrael. The complete pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Kapitel Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud is, ki aretz ashatava shama l'rishta, the land that you're coming there to Yarshan, loike Eretz Mitzrayim, is not like Eretz Mitzrayim, asha yitzasim Hashem, that you left over there. Asha tizra zaracho v'shkisa v'raglecho kigan hayorak. There you'd have to plant your seed and water it on foot, like a vegetable garden. Why does the Torah stress over here on foot? To tell you, that's the shear to walk around. That's the shear that you need to separate a garden, a foot. And a foot is approximately a tefach. So chazing over our Mishnah, first of all, our Mishnah told us you have one vegetable field, another vegetable field that comes to a point. Even though it touches, it's okay because it's nira kesoif sadeu. Looks like a separate field. You can see it's not mixed. Then the Mishnah told us if I have a vegetable field that's planted, I want to plant another row. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it can't be surrounded on three sides. You want to plant a row in the middle of a vegetable field, you'll have to have a telem, an empty space. Wide 6 tvachim that goes from one end of the field to the other, through and through. In our mashal with the doorway, there can be nothing planted on top of the doorway. You could have a row in the middle of the doorway, but between the left and the right, there has to be a space of 6 tvachim from the floor till the ceiling. Then we had the sheet of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says, no. And again, there are many different sheetas. We tried to take the easiest sheet, but Rebbe Kiva says, you can have a row in the middle of the doorway, going, let's say, from the floor, up 6 tvachim, wide 6 tvachim. As long as you have a space on both sides of the row and on top of 6 tvachim, that's fine in the middle of the doorway, even though it's technically surrounded by three sides, which is the left of the doorway, the top of the doorway, and the right of the doorway. Then we had Rabbi Yehuda, who's the most makel. He says you don't need 6 tvachim between one vegetable and the other. It's enough to have kemaloi reichav aparsa, which is your footstep, and that is only a tefach.